Hey Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here on this Monday, April 13th, 2026. Your favorite time is this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast coming out tonight. Obviously, this postcast did a little bit of change up. Already an episode up already. And this is your second episode of the day. So, daily podcast. I'm going to take a time out for a little bit. Daily podcast, all things kids sports. Well, that is baseball, outdoor track and field, women's tennis wrapped up their regular season. Getting into that as the week gets going here and so much more. Appreciate y'all for checking out this podcast. Again, if you're not on board, you're not subscribed to this podcast yet, I don't know what you've been doing, please hit the subscribe button. Like, hit the long button every time we update your content daily. You will be notified about it right there on the spot, right? And right there on the spot, Oklahoma State put up a couple runs in OT, in overtime, in extra innings, and beat K-State in 13 innings in an epic game in Game 3. And I said, yes, K-State did get the series. They did do that. But Oklahoma State rallied late, and then, of course, we'll go to the box. Actually, you know what? We'll stay outside of it for right now. We're going to get right into P. Hughes here, right here. But yeah, a huge opportunity to sweep. Went by the wayside by K-State. Yes, for the main part, though, they got a series win. So finally, you get 2 of 3 out of some series instead of the other way around, though. But P. Hughes, after this loss, heartbreaker loss last night to Oklahoma State yesterday, saying, quote, wasted opportunity for our club today. Goes on to say, wasted a great bullpen effort. Tazewell Butler made one mistake in a dominating extending outing. We wouldn't be there in the ninth with a lead if it wasn't for Taz's outing, end quote, there as well. Quote, it was a good fight to answer back. Forced extra innings. We were given 3 innings to win the game in our last at-bats, but we just couldn't get it done, end quote. I checked out Tazewell. We'll get Tazewell Butler in a minute. But the eye-popping stat with him, and you're coming off of James Gaillette early in the series, hammering down. The pitching was improved. Yep. I would say that. James Gaillette, you get it. You're getting James Gaillette. You knew you were going to get something out of him. But Tazewell Butler, damn. Let's get in the box score right here. I'm going to go right to this pitching. A bullpen game by K-State. Here, so you don't have your usual third starter, which you used them during the week. So it was Colin Feaser who started this game for K-State. Robert Fortenberry, Tazewell Butler goes 6 in the game. Let's focus on this line real fast. 3 hits, 4 runs. 3 of those were earned, 2 walks, but how about this? 11 strikeouts. This was a total of 23 in total for K-State, and yet K-State lost this game. But Tazewell Butler deserves all the credit right here. Aaron Arnold, Adam Arthur, Miles Smith, and Cole Wisenbaker there. Round is pitching as we look at the box score here as Oklahoma State. And again, give K-State a lot of credit for rallying back what they did, as particularly in the ninth inning after at the beginning of this game, trailing 4-0 out of the chute. Oklahoma State, 4 runs in the first, 1 more in the second, 3 in the third, 1 more in the sixth, 3 in the ninth inning. 3 in the ninth inning. Of course, K-State tied the game to force the extra innings there. Oklahoma State, you got to give them the credit right there. And then, of course, yes, I do want to touch on what PU just said there. Yeah, you are the home team. You had multiple chances to win this game. Your pitching stat, your bullpen gave you every chance needed in extras to pull us out of sweep. You didn't do it. Oklahoma State gets 2 in the top of the 13th inning, and K-State couldn't answer anything there in the ball game. So after that dramatic ninth inning in general, K-State forces extra innings there, and they could not plate the winning run as Oklahoma State gets the last laugh of this series, though. But K-State in the main pitcher got the series win, but it could have been much more there. It could have been a sweep. Oklahoma State, 12 runs, 16 hits, and an error. K-State yesterday, 10 runs, 14 hits, one error. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. K-State loses in extras yesterday in the finale of the series to Oklahoma State. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. It was alumni weekend for K-State baseball. Parker Jennings did get the win. Miles Smith credited with the loss there for K-State in the game here. It was... Excuse me. Woo. Let's look at Oklahoma State real quick. And one player in particular, Alex Conover, 4-of-7 yesterday, drove in 3 runs and scored 3 runs in the game here. He went deep. He and Colin Bergerman went deep along with Garrett Scholl for Oklahoma State. Meanwhile, Nick English went yard for K-State in this game, and that was it there for them. But D. Kennedy, odd stat for him, 1-of-7 yesterday, hitting for the leadoff spot. Very odd there with him. AJ Iskavasco goes 3-of-7. Micah Cameron also had 3 hits in the game. He went 3-for-5. Chandler Murray, 1-of-2. Colin Lotus came in to pitch hit later on in the game. Caden Carl, he was 0-for-2. Did get on base there as well. Grant Gallagher got a hit. Barrett Matlock was 1-for-5. My guy, Shantiro, he and Nick English both got multi-hits in the game as well here. I think that Grant Gallagher already covered that. I think that covered it. Nick English, yeah. That covers it. I know I went all over the board here. Ty Simlowski came on to pitch hit. Did not get on base there for K-State. And we've highlighted that. So that might count against them there. So that streak might have been broken yesterday by Ty there, as well as K-State does not get that run there. As K-State now, after that series, 23-13, and both teams now sit 7-8. Actually, both teams with the same identical records, overall records at 23-13, and identical records in Big 12 play. Now they're both 7-8 out of here. There as well. So there you go as well. So yesterday, 23 strikeouts, the most since 2024 against BYU. And this was the longest game in several years. You got to go back to 20. You got to go back to the year I graduated K-State to do that. Damn. March of 2023, Baylor. And that's when Baylor beat K-State. Back in my final semester, it was the second to last semester at K-State for me. We're going back to the time machine, folks, in a Purple Project podcast. All things K-State sports, Eddie Greer in the building. Oklahoma State pulls it out in extra innings in 12-10 yesterday and avoids a sweep. K-State misses an opportunity to clean sweep the Cowboys. But this was the second to last semester at K-State for me. When we lost to Baylor 10-8 in the same amount of innings as Cass did yesterday to the Cowboys there as well. Tasswell, Butler. So this was the second time in the series that a K-State pitcher has put up 10-plus strikeouts. So there's that there as well. So you got to turn around now and you host Omaha tomorrow night at Toyton Family Stadium. Omaha, 11-17 on a year. And in the conference, though, not too shabby for them. They sit 7-5. And I gotta keep mistyping standings. In the Summit League, Omaha finished them up real quick, 7-5. We're gonna take a look at the standings right now. Of course, you do that as we head into this week here. On the Pro Watcher Podcast here in Big 12 play. It is now. We have a new leader in the conference. That unfortunately goes to Kansas. Hold on a second. Oh, my goodness. I knew that was going to happen. Kansas, now your new leaders, unfortunately, in Big 12 play by 2 over West Virginia. Kansas, 12-3. And I'm just looking at just specifically the Big 12 standings. We can look at the overalls later. 12-3 KU. West Virginia is 10-5. West Virginia has been a constant at second all year long. UCF was leading now tied for second with West Virginia at 10-5. Arizona State, TCU, and Baylor. BYU is ahead of K-State. So TCU, Baylor, BYU, all of them sit 8-7. Kansas State now 7-8. But more importantly, you do get the series win over Oklahoma State, so you stay ahead of them. Now, we don't have a tiebreaker on TCU. And I think we don't. Let me see if I can pull up the baseball schedule here real quick. I don't think we play Baylor yet. I just want to make sure here real quick. I go all the way. I'm going to score all the way down. We still got to play UCF at the end of the year. Cincinnati in the year. And this is, speaking of Omaha, Omaha showed up here twice. We went over schedule earlier, 7 weeks ago here on this podcast. So this is the first of two against Omaha. And you don't play Omaha until next month to finish that up. Yeah, you still got to play West Virginia. Yep. Play them. You still got that other game against Nebraska, Kansas. You still see all your competition. It's pretty much Arizona. Arizona's in behind you there. Yeah, so that's, you know, so you do not play BYU. No, you did. We did play BYU. We beat them. Yes, you have them. So all your competition is ahead of you pretty much here from here on out. Yeah, so Arizona is the only team that's behind you in your non-con. Well, Grand Canyon, that don't count. KU's leading right now. You beat Nebraska a while ago. West Virginia's ahead of you in the standings there as well. So this is gut check time for this team. You're going to play so your top competition in conference from here on out, for the exception. Let me pull Arizona real quick. Arizona sucks. I'm just being blaming honest here. 5-10 Arizona, 13-12. So I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I'll probably get laughed at later, but because the baseball, K-State baseball somehow will lose one of these games, it's Arizona. They better not. Oh man. But you have your competition ahead of you right now. So you have that. I closed out of that. So, but yeah, man. So, but for right now, Omaha, the other O team, you have to play them. Got to take care of business tomorrow night. So you do win the series, but a missed opportunity there. Just like Coach P. Hughes said in that little press conference there after the game there of missing a sweep. But now it's game time now. So tomorrow night back at Toyton Family Stadium, it's Omaha coming to Manhattan for their first of a twofer. They don't play Omaha again until May afterwards, but we'll see if we can take care of business in front of home field now over there in Toyton Family Stadium after another, it seems to be common now, another wild game and a bullpen game for K-State, which K-State ends up on the other end of it this time. Gets Oklahoma State yesterday in the final game of the weekend series. Pro Watcher Podcast, all things Kansas sports you can get. We're a podcast fan for NBA with daily Winchester Kid Core Kansas State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your favorite Kansas State podcast, and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this everyday podcast. We don't stop after Friday night. We keep it moving throughout the weekend. You messed up any covers throughout the weekend, definitely go back, download it, check it out. So we will continue on with coverage of K-State sports, per usual, as we get this thing going. This will be out here very, very shortly. Alex ain't out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Oklahoma State posted out an extras 12. Hold on a second. Let me make sure real quick. I got it right. All right. Yeah, Oklahoma State 12, Kansas State 10. This has been another postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas Sports with Cats.